I want to speak about a small little section in the Chumash and Parshas Shlach, which a little bit pertains to the sugya that we were doing today in Makis, Daf Tesvav, the sugya of Hasra, the sugya of Hasra Safek, and that is the Parsha of the Mekoshesh Eitzim. The Torah tells us a story at the end of Parshas Shlach of an individual, unnamed individual, who was violating Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos, through Mekoshesh Eitzim. The Gemara in Shabbos has different possibilities for what malacha he violated, and it says that he was found doing this. Those who found him brought him to Moshe and Aaron, the Kohaedah, to the Sanhedrin. He was placed in a prison, incarcerated. Kilo Forash Mali Osolo. It was not clear what his verdict should be. And Hashem tells Moshe he shall be killed with skila, and so it was. He was put to death. Very cryptic couple of psukim. So many things we don't understand about who this individual was, what was his agenda, what was the nature of the due process here in terms of putting him to death, and so on and so forth. Not to mention the timing of this, exactly when it occurred. Parsha Pshat occurred where it is in the Torah. Parsha Shlach is Parsha of the Meraglim, but there are indications in the Sifrei that perhaps the story happened perhaps much earlier in the history, but we can't get into everything at once. So just a few nekudos that I think could be help to shed light on the story. Rashi comments that the pasuk seems to suggest that there was a hasra given to this person, because the pasuk says, "Vayakrivu oso hamotzim oso mekoshesh eitzim." So it says again that he was a mekoshesh eitzim. It says it earlier, "Vayimtzu ish mekoshesh eitzim b'yom haShabbos," and it says those who found him mekoshesh eitzim brought him to Moshe. Rashi says, based on the Sifrei, Shehisru bo, v'lo hiniach milkoshesh af mishinfa'u behisru bo. Rashi says that they were giving him asra, and he continued to do what he was doing even after the asra, which means he violated the asra, which means obviously you have a basis to punish him with the chi of misa. But yet they didn't know what to do. Kilo forash mari asalo. Rashi also brings from the Gemara that what this means is not that they didn't know whether he was Chayim Misa. They knew when Mechal Shabbos is the Misa. That was clear to them. But they didn't know which Misa he should get. But they knew he was Chayim Misa, and therefore Hashem said he should be Chayim a Misa Skila. Okay, that's what we have in Rashi. A couple more things that relate to this. We know, generally speaking, when it comes to Asra, so you have to tell the person that he's doing an Aveira, and you have to tell the person he's chayav misa, what the consequences are. If it's chayav misa, if it's chayav malchus. Now, what about if you tell the person he's chayav misa, but you don't tell the person what method he'll be put to death with, which particular one of the chayav arba misa is based in, they'll be chayav. Is that good enough to be hasra or not? So that is machlokes tanoim in Masechta Sanhedrin. If you have one opinion of the chachamim, that it's enough to tell the person he's chayav misa, even if you don't tell the person which misa. Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda holds that you have to tell the person which particular misa he'll be chayav. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is in that Peah Midbeis. The Gemara says that according to the Tanakhama, you just have to tell him shehu chayav misa. As I just mentioned, this says, "Atzio diu be'ezem misa hu neharad." Explains the Gemara, what's the machlokes based on? Tanakama yalef mi mekoshesh. The Tanakama learns from the mekoshesh, our story. Since in the case of the mekoshesh, we didn't know which chi of misa, but again, as Rashi quoted from the Gemara elsewhere, they knew he was chi of misa, but not which misa, and yet they were able to put him to death. You see, it's enough to tell the person he's chayav misa without telling them which misa. Rashi says, "In the koshe shamotzim oso lo hisru bo shem shem misasa do avayadila el misa stam." Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to normally tell the person which misa. As the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda holds, "Mikoshe horas shah haisa." The koshe was a horas shah. Rashi says, "Va'al dibor mechayev lo gamina minei ledoros." There's a horasha that he gets put to death, even though it didn't fulfill all the conditions of Asra, namely, they didn't tell him which misa. Now, what exactly is the basis for Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that normally the Doros, for example, we need to be master of the shame, that Misa. So Rashi adds a few words seemingly to explain what this is based on. Rashi says further, the Doros, lo gamin the Doros, ho of the Nafka lon hasra, meyumas hames, cheyatir asmo le Misa, osa Misa masma. Rashi is borrowing a drasha that's mentioned earlier in Sanhedrin in the sugya of the Mokar for hasra. This is found in Daf Mem Amid Beis, onto Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara has various makoros for hasra min haTorah, and among the makoros, the Gemara brings the story of the mekoses. The Gemara brings as one drasha, Devar Bishmal Tana, Hamotzim Oso Mekoses Eitzim, the Yisru Bo Ba'adayin Hu Mekoses. That was the Rashi that we quoted in Chumash as well. Now, in that Gemara, there's another comment we get regarding hasra. Because the Mishnah points out that the person has to be matir asmo lemisa. So that means that the person has to, so to speak, say, I'm a kabbalah myself, that consequence as part of the kabbalah hasra. Gemara says, Minola, Gemara brings a drush, it says, Yumas hanes ad sheyatir asmo lemisa. That he has to be matir asmo, to untie himself, so to speak, to be ready to mekabel that onus. Rashi is saying here on Daf Pei, Amid Beis, B'Dash Rabbi Yehuda, that drasha goes a step further. That Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that Yata Asmal Misa from Yumas Hameis doesn't just mean Misa B'chlal in general, but specifically Osa Misa. That seems to be how Rashi understood the reason for Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that as a general rule, we require that the Hasra specifically mention the type of Misa, because Yata Asmal Misa specifically speaks to Osa Misa. However, there may be some indications that the halacha of Osa Misa of Rabbi Yehuda has something else in mind. What led me to say this is a kasha I found in the Das Kanim in Chumash. And the Das Kanim is actually found not in Parshas Shlach, which is our parsha, but in Parshas Emor, with regard to another story in Chumash of somebody who was also put to death after being imprisoned. And that's the Mekalel, the Megadeth. The Torah talks about a person, Nabah, who committed the terrible Aveira of Birchas Hashem. And it says there in the Pasuk as well, Vayanichu ba'mishmar, lifrosh lehem al-pi Hashem. And it's an interesting thing to connect the two stories. Rashi Ray quotes that there were two individuals who, the Torah tells us, did an Aveira that was a capital crime, and both were put to death, but initially they didn't know what to do with them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is what should happen, and they were put to death with Skila. So that's the story of the Mekalel. So in that story, in that part, in that parashah, in Emor, the Das Kanim discusses the issue also of the Mekoshesh in connection, that both of them had situations where they didn't know either whether they were Chayim Misa or what Misa they were Chayim. And in the middle of the piece, he says the following. He says, by the Mekoshesh, they knew, according to the Gemara, that he was Chayiv Misa, but didn't know which Misa. He says, I have a problem here. Seemingly, he asked the Kasha that we just saw in the Gemara. So you have to know how to square what I'm about to read you from the Das Kanim with the Gemara that we just read in Sanhedrin Daf Pei. But this is his Kasha. And I want to be medayik in the language of the Das Kanim. The Kasha Khan, L'Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar. She'eno nerag, ad she'odi'uhu be'ezo Misa nerag. Chitas Rabbi Yehuda is that he can't kill a person unless the hasra includes the specific type of misa. Im kain, eich nischayvu elu. How did these individuals, the Mekoshesh, also the Megadeth, if they didn't know that they were chayv misa skila, how could there be a chayv misa carried out? Now, again, we just saw a Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda says Mekoshesh was harash shah. Okay, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, but this is what he answers. The Shema, Hisru Behen, Bechol Abba Misos Beisdin. Maybe the Hasra included all the Misos Beisdin. You could be Chai this, that, the other one, or the other one. The His, the Itiru Asman the Misos Kula. So maybe the Matar Asma Lemisa included all the Misos. He's prepared to get any one of those four. Okay, that's what he starts by answering. Then he continues. He says, wait a second. I still have a problem, asks the Das Kanim. Miu kasha l'man de omar hasra safek lo shmo hasra. Notice, he's bringing in the sugya that we discussed in Makis of Asra Safik in a very different context. The man the Amma Hasra Safik Rosma Asra. Sharei b'chol misa misa havinei hasra safek. I understand. Every misa is hasra safek. Maybe that misa won't be the misa he's getting. B'doche kushiyu b'hem kol kach edim shehisru b'hem mikuam b'yachad. What are you going to say? That you had enough edim that everyone had hasra. I don't know what he means exactly, but he says, there was enough Adam Shisu Kuam Biyachat, the Shema Efshalias Kin, the Siv Khan, the Samachu Hashomim, and so to by the Koshes, Vayimsu Ish Mikoshes, Etim Shahabi Hayusham. Mamish a Peladika Dasa Kanan. He brings in the notion of Asra Safik insofar as not identifying which Chi of Misa. And then he goes on and he gives a Teretz, another Teretz, that they were Chaveirim, they knew the Halacha, Chava in Tzarech Asra. And the Chacham Yech Kamod, he concludes, very big chidushim here. If a Chaver knows the Halacha, then Hasra Safik is not a problem. Also big chidushim. With Chaver, you have to know Hasra Safik is going to change if he's a Chaver and he knows the Halacha. Chaver, if it's Hasra Safik, not Hasra, maybe it could still be a problem. He seems to say otherwise. Anyway, this is the Das of Canaan, bringing in the notion of Hasra Safik in our connection. But it's not just the Das of Canaan in Parshas Emor. It's also the Maral in the Gor Aryeh. And again, I find this in the Gor Aryeh, in the Maral, in Parshas Emor as well. And I found in the bottom of the Maral, this question that I'm asking you about Hasra Safik in connection to this situation was raised by Rabbi Hartman in the Hagos on the Maral. And the Maral writes the following in Parshas Emor. He says, this Mekalel, they didn't know Yisrael Misa, so he didn't have a proper Hasra. And so the Mekoshesh is there as well. They didn't know which Misa to kill him with. So according to the Manda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, that is, that you need to be master with the type of Misa, Eicha Yechai Misa below Hasras Misa. So he has the Kasha of Hasra, both on the Mekoshes and on the Mekalel. And he says the following in his answer. Listen to his language. Very novel answer. Answers the Maharal, the Eroi Loma. Again, this kasha is the Das Kanim's kasha. The Maral says, "The vaday hayom masrim bo to al tasezeh ki tischayev b'nes yom haKadosh Baruch Hu." The Asbar was, "Don't do this ma'ase because there'll be an ones. The ones will be determined by haKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to have to check into haKadosh Baruch Hu to find out what the ones is." But they knew there'd be an ones. Apparently, by Megadeth, they must have known as well. So he says that passes as hasra. But listen to the language of the Maral. Ba'avi ze hasra, ve'lo havi hasra asafik, Lashon ha-Maral. And it's not called hasra asafik. Why isn't it called hasra asafik? The kevan shenasan lehem ha-Torah. Hashem gave them the Torah. But this din, they weren't in the Kabul this din yet, on these particular cases. Ba'adayin lo kiblu din ze, this din was not yet received. Ubisof, Yom Alehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adin. Hashem will fill in what is unknown to them. But the din exists. Havi Hasra, the lo dami, she'im ata hisro bo, today, after the fact that we know the din, but they'll tell him, you're going to be chayim misa, haksuba batorah, without saying which one. That is no good, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Havi Hasra Safik. She'yochel omar, ani ha'yisi sabur, ke'enzo samisa hi haksuba. So Maral gives a little bit of an explanation why today not giving the Chi of Misa by name is quote-unquote Hasra Safik, because he could say, I didn't think that that's the Misa that I'd be getting. Therefore, it ain't in Misa bo. But a Misa she'adayin lo lomdu miti Hashem, he can't say, lo yucha loma she'ani amarti she'ein Misa zo, so Misa kala, it's coming. Whatever Hashem says, he knows it's coming. He can't say, I thought it was something else. It's going to be determined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he knows that determination is going to be made, and therefore it passes the test of Asra, and that's the teretz that the Maral gives. So separate from the problem that L'chara, the Gemara itself, Rav Yehuda's Shita itself, that says you need to mention the Chi of Misa, what about the Mekoshesh? The Gemara says Haras Shahaisa. So Mamas don't understand how the Dasa Kanan and the Maral are asking a kasha that seemingly the Gemara itself gave a teretz to. Harasha, unless you can read the Maral's Teretz into the Gemara, perhaps. If you want to be creative, you can say the Maral's Teretz is that since it was a Harasha, meaning you needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to step in and tell them what to do, so that's good for the answer. That may be a creative reading of the Gemara. But certainly the Dasikanim's answers are not going to work for the Gemara, but maybe the Maral's answer can be interpreted in the Gemara. But what's also fascinating is the Maral and the Dasikanim use the language of Asra Safik as it pertains to the issue of Rabbi Yehuda, where you gave Hasra that for this Maisa there'll be an Onesh Misa, but didn't identify the type of Misa. That could have been a special din, like Rashi says in Sanhedrin Daf Pei, based on the halacha of Yatir Asmo Misa Yumas Hameis, that you have to be Mata Asmo Osa Misa. According to Rashi's interpretation, this has no shaykhis whatsoever to the din of Asra Safik. From the language here of the Maral and of the Daskanim, it sounds like there is a connection, but if you notice on the bottom of the new editions of the Gerarye, they point out the Chora, that the Russian doesn't seem to be precise. Where do you find Asra Safik connects to this? I did find, I don't have it in front of me this minute, but I was searching a little bit last night, there's a Ramami Panu, I don't have the source in front of me right now, that seems to say there are different levels of Hasra Safik. And he goes through categories of Hasra Safik, and he says one level of Hasra Safik would be Shitas Rabbi Yehuda if you don't give the name of the Misa in your Hasra. So it sounds like it is ultimately one Parsha. And therefore the Rishonos of these Rishonim or the Maral might not be the Lav Daska. There may be something to be said for it, but clearly it's not the same issue as the other Hasra Safik that we've been discussing in our sugya, and it doesn't seem to work with the language of Rashi that we quoted. And even in terms of what the Gemara says about the Mikosis being a Rosh Shah, sounds like the answer is much simpler than anything that anyone else is saying. Now, once we're discussing the Mikosis and his identity, so there is a famous Gemara in Shabbos, which has a Machlokes Tanoim, it's also in the Sifrei over here. Who exactly was this individual who was Mikosis Eitzim, and what was his agenda, and why did he do it? So the Gemara in Shabbos, a couple of days ago, those who were doing the Daf Yomi, it was not too long ago, where the Gemara came up in Perek HaZorek, the Gemara says that there's an opinion that says Mikosis Etzlafchad. Now, it's very interesting, because before I even continue, the Gemara in Bava Basra and Yesh Nochin makes the following observation. It just so happens to be that there are two examples that the Braisa says to illustrate two ideas that are related but mirror images of each other. What I mean is the following. There's a rule called Megalgin Schus Aydei Zakai, and there's a rule called Megalgin Chova Aydei Chayev. Namely, we know there's a parsha in the Torah of Nachlos. Parshas Nachlos is mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, and the mitzvah of Nachlos and the Seder Nachlos was given over to Klal Yisrael in the context of the story of Benos Tzlafchad, who came to Moshe Rabbeinu saying they want to shear in Eretz Yisrael because their father was the only son and he's not alive, and they wanted to shear Eretz Yisrael. And then with that, Hashem gave the Parshas Nachlos. That's an example of Megalgin Schus Haidei Zakai. He could have been given independent of the story, but Benos Tzlafchad was Zoche through their initiative to bring down that parsha of Torah into the world. The flip side of this is Megalgin Chova Aydei Chayev, which means that a halacha could come into the world through an individual, again, not through his merits, but through his demerits. And the example of that is the parsha of the Mikosheish Eitzin, that through that it was known that the Misa for Chil Shabbos is Skila. So it's fascinating to notice that the Gemara in Baba Basra, Kuf Yotes, brings those two examples one next to the other. The Gemara says, Ru'uya Haisa Parshas Nachalos to be given Ayidei Moshe, because of Ayidei Moshe, Ela Shezachu B'no Slavchad V'nichtava Ayodan. So they were the ones who brought into the world the Parsha of Nachalos, even though it could have happened independent of them, but Hashem let it happen through them. And then, mamash, a minute later, the Gemara says, "Ru'uya ha'isa pashas mikoshesh shetikasev aydei Moshe elchin ischayev mikoshesh nichtava al yado." That since the mikoshesh became liable, so that brought the Parshas Mikoshes Eitzim as a chiyuv skill for Shabbos into the world, Lamedcha, to teach me these two twin ideas, parallel ideas, Shemegalin Schus HaYidei Zakai V'chov HaYidei Chayev. Okay, that's a brayso of the Gemara quotes. Quite strikingly is that who was the Mikoshes, says Rabbi Akiva, in Shabbos, Tzadi Vava Medeis, the Mikoshes Eitzim was put to death was the father of the no Slavchad, Slavchad himself. How does Rabbi Akiva get it? It says in the Pasuk, Vayu b'nei Yisrael b'amidbar, v'yimtzu u'ish, and Lahalon by Parshas Nachalos in Pinchas, it says, Avinu meis b'amidbar. The children of Slavchad said, the daughter said, Avinu meis b'amidbar, ma Lahalon Slavchad, afkan Slavchad, divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva uses Gzeir Shava to learn out that the Mikoshes was none other than Slavchad. I found a very interesting remez in the Das Kanim here in Parshas Shlach. He says the word it says in the pasuk. Nikoshish Eitzim biyom haShabbos. Right, that's what he was doing. So if you take the letters of the word Eitzim. So what do you get? Ayin Sadi Yud Mem is 210. And then you add the bays of the next word, the Yom HaShabbos. So it's 212, right? Eight sim and the bays. That's the same gematria as Tzulafchad. So you have a remez of a gematria in the very parish itself, eight sim with a bays, Tzulafchad. So this is Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Comes the Gemara and quotes a Braisa that has another opinion. Says the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, ben kachu ben kach ata osir liti nesadin. Either way, you have to pay a price for revealing that Slavchad was the Mikosha. Not appropriate for you to do. You have a price to pay for this. Why? Im kidvarecha, if you're right, then HaTorah kisseso. The Torah on it. The Torah doesn't say who this anonymous person was. The Torah keeps it anonymous. Ba'ata megalo so, you're megalo slavchad. So that's already not appropriate for you to do. The imrav atamotzi raz ha'osu tzadik. And if it wasn't him, then for sure you're doing something wrong. You're motzi raz on the tzadik slavchad to say he did zavera. But rather, says Yudim and Misera, it wasn't that he wasn't the Mekoshes, he was one of the Mapilim who went up to Eretz Yisrael after the Gzeres HaMeragim, today's parasha, also earlier in the parasha, that's who he was, he loved Eretz Yisrael and he couldn't take no for an answer, and he went up afterwards. So meanwhile, Rabbi Akiva is being critiqued for being Motzi Raz either, or being Megala, what he shouldn't be Megala. Fascinating piece of Gemara, and again, it's also in the Sifrei over here. Lamaisa, there's a lot of indications that Yehuda ben Beseira is trying to say, you don't reveal who it was. If it was Slavchad, it wasn't Slavchad, we don't know. But there is an indication that whoever it was, and if it was Slavchad, then it's Slavchad, now that Rabbi Akiva said it, the intention was the Shem Shemayim. What was the Shem Shemayim intention? Why would this person, whoever he was, do this Aveira of Chilul Shabbos? So there's different variations of how to express it, but Ramashul Tosfos in Baba Basil Kuf Yotes says, what was the agenda here? Why did he do it? Because people were going to think that after Chet HaMeraglim, there's mitzvahs that don't have any relevance anymore. We don't have to keep mitzvahs. So he wanted to do an Aveira of Chilul Shabbos. Why that Aveira? It's not clear. To show that there's still a price to pay for doing Averos. That's a Medrash that Tosis quotes. Maybe is it in Shabbos, maybe, or is it in Bava Basra? Let me see. That's one Medrash. There is a comment I saw in the Pirush that's brought Ala Torah L'Rabbeinu Tam. He says also, it's L'Shem Shemayim. His language is as follows. Uve Medrash, L'shem Shemayim Niskaven, L'fisha Ra, Shemizalzel in B'Shabbos. He saw there was a zilzal in Shmirat Shabbos. V'holach L'koshesh Eitzim K'deisha Yehoreg. So he did an Aveira in order to get killed, in order that people should know that there's a Chomer Aveira of Chil Shabbos. Amazing. That was his Cheshbon. So he put himself on the line to have Mechal Shabbos in order to teach other people. Tell the Gazach, you know, what kind of a halach is that? What kind of a Cheshbon is that? What justifies it? So there's a famous Masha here, and Rabbi Chanan Vasserman also coming from this Masha. The Masha is in Baba Basra Kufya Tes. He says, really, if his agenda was not for the sake of the Malacha, but for some other agenda, it could fall under the rule called Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. In which case, it really isn't a full Chil Shabbos, because it wasn't for the sake of the Malacha. But then the question is, why was he put to death? The answer is, it was a Harat Shah, as we said before. But L'maisa, the lesson is still learned, but it still wasn't the same type of an Aveira. That is, that's what the Masha says. The Rabbi Chanan Kovach Shiurim Baba Basra Shin Samoch says, again, he quotes the Medrash that we just quoted, that it was the Hotzi Mulev HaOmrim Shenif Truman HaMitzvahs. He brings the Mashas Kasha, how could he do it? He gives the Mashas Teretz, Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa, and he says another possibility. L'fiyah Mevor Ba'orachayim Shinvav, the Mutter L'chal Shabbos L'hatzil Mihamoras Das Ba'ones. If a person is doing Chil Shabbos in order to prevent someone from converting, being converted to another faith because they've been taken captive by the church or whatever it is, some other religion, so you can mechal Shabbos to save a Jewish life from shmad. Halel love Shabbos hachas, kidei shiyishma Shabbos is harbe. Violate one Shabbos in order to be more shmir Shabbos in the future. So mimela, you could say perhaps that would be the cheshbon here as well. If he can enhance shmirat Shabbos and a part of Klal Yisrael by his chil Shabbos, then there's a justification in the chil Shabbos. But then the question becomes, why did they kill him? But the Masha says, maybe Beis Din didn't know he was an Enet Zvichel Gufa, but that's strange. Hashem says, Mos Yumasayish. Hashem knew that his intention was what it was. So why was he put to death? So we said, Haras Shah. So he doesn't answer the Kasha. But this is a little bit about what takes place in a couple of psukim, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, that you see that there was a Havana L'Shem Shemayim. There was a desire to protect the honor of Tzilafchad, even if in fact he was the Mekoshesh, and you see in some way that it's not as simple as it seems. L'maisa, there's a lot of Torah, a lot of details that we can see, and ultimately the halachas of Asra and how they play out in this section obviously have a very interesting relevance. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the schus to be learning Torah on a deep level and to mekayim Shabbos, the chopratev, the tukeha. And we should all have a wonderful Shabbos. Mirat Hashem, we'll see you as Hashem next week. Kol Tov, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi. Great job.
Thank you, Rabbi.